This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 2,000 people are dying every day in this country from COVID, and the number is rising. But new hospital admissions have started to fall, and experts expect the number of deaths to begin falling, too. This morning, Pfizer says it's beginning a study comparing its original COVID vaccine with doses specifically tweaked to match the hugely contagious Omicron variant. Overseas, police in London are investigating reports of Downing Street parties during the COVID lockdown in 2020. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is in London.
Scotland Yard is now investigating a number of events at Downing Street. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has been under fire for allegedly holding events during months in which the nation was under lockdown in hopes of thwarting the spread of COVID-19. In the latest claim, ITV News has reported that Johnson attended a birthday party in his Downing Street office and later hosted friends in his apartment upstairs in June 2020. Charles de Ledesma, London.
There's no reason to panic. That's what Ukraine's president is telling his people, even as that nation's leaders say the threat that Russia will invade is real. Russia denies it's planning an attack on Ukraine, but it's got 100,000 troops near Ukraine's border. The U.S. put 8,500 troops on higher alert to potentially deploy to Europe as part of a NATO response force, if necessary. AP National Security Correspondent Lolita Baldor.
Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, a lot of those NATO allies are very concerned and worried about a potential Russian incursion into their territory. So these moves by the Pentagon are part of an effort to reassure them that they will be protected against any potential Russian action.
This is AP News. Did you hear what President Biden called a Fox News reporter during a hot mic moment at the White House?
President Biden used a profanity after Fox News reporter Peter Doocy asked Biden if inflation was a political liability. Biden responded with sarcasm, saying,
"That's a great asset. More inflation."
And then said, "Stupid son of a something." The president was in the East Room of the White House to convene a meeting of his competition council to help consumers deal with high prices. Later on Fox, Doocy said the president did call him to clear the air and said it was nothing personal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A work of art by a 17th century Dutch painter that reportedly was looted from Hungary during World War II is being returned to the heirs of its rightful owner, says Boston's Museum of Fine Arts. It's called View of Beverwijk by Salman van Ruisdael. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.